Thank you very much, Nancy. Now, I'm not famed for being good with formality. I never promised to be. But I would like just to, we have so many new people in the plenary this time who maybe haven't come before, that I'd just like to remind how we work and what we do. I am assuming that the normal procedure will be to have a report, a draft report available at the end of the meeting, and we encourage you all to look at, go through the draft report with the secretariat and the chair, so that they can be released in good time after this meeting. This is the normal way. In order to achieve that, what I will be doing is I will be reading to you what you'll see on the screen whenever we have a decision or a particular note that has to be made, so that you're all aware of them, and you'll not be surprised to see them popping up in the draft report at the end of the meeting. So at this point, we have two plenary decisions to note already. The first one is to align the terms of the chair and vice chair of the UNC FAC Bureau. The plenary have decided that the next re-election of the entire Bureau will be held in 2026. But there's another note a bit later. The second plenary decision is that the plenary expressed appreciation for the dedication, guidance, and work of the outgoing chair of UNC FAC of the United Kingdom, Mrs. Sue Prober, and we, that's me. By the way, I've been in this institution at various levels, supporting mostly from the floor for 30 years now, so it's quite a long time. And we elected by acclamation Mrs. Nancy Norris, the chair candidate from Canada for the period 2024 to 2026. Noting a vacant position will now be opened in the Bureau, resulting from the election of Vice Chair Nancy Norris to Chair, the plenary decided to open a call for nominations in view of its next session in 2025, which will be actioned accordingly in the right time. Thank you. And I also ask, are there any objections to these two decisions? Oh, we have a comment. Thank you very much. Thank you, Russian Federation, please.